Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second, the second baseman, Domingo Cedeno. Batting third, the first baseman, Juan Samuel. Batting fourth, the DH, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ed Sprague. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Jacob Brumfield. Batting seventh, the catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Robert Perez. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Alex Gonzalez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Pat Henkin. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second, the third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third, the DH, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Dave Nilsson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting sixth, the first baseman, John Jaha. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Pat Listach. Batting ninth, the catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cedeno bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. One out. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Nixon. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Cirillo applying the tag. Two outs. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Samuel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vina hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brumfield. Vina reaches second base with a double. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cirillo strikes out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vina scores. Seitzer moves to second. It's 1-0, Brewers. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Nilsson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Samuel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Vaughn takes first base on 4. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jaha hits a line drive towards third. Sprague reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sprague hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Listach. Sprague reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brumfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter scores. One out. It's Blue Jays, 1, Brewers, 1. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vaughn. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Sprague scores. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Perez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Blue Jays. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Listach bunts towards first. Samuel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Listach for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Brewers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-0 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Samuel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sprague is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sprague hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Blue Jays. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brumfield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vina is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vina strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Nilsson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to second. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Perez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Brewers 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Perez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Blue Jays. Steve Sparks now pitching. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Domingo Cittino is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cittino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cittino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Blue Jays. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a pop-up towards short. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Listach is 0-for-1 in the game. Listach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Perez. Matheny reaches second base with a double. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vina is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. Brumfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 8, and the Brewers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Samuel takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Samuel. The throw from Matheny and he is safe. Samuel steals second. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Blue Jays. Ed Sprague batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sprague is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sprague hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Brumfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield takes first base on ball 4. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Blue Jays. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perez is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nilsson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. It's 12-3, Blue Jays. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-5, Blue Jays. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Listach is 0 for 2 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henkin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 12, and the Brewers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. The ball gets by Matheny for a passed ball. Cedeno moves to second. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Samuel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Samuel takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno moves to third. Samuel moves to second. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sprague hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Samuel scores. Carter moves to third. It's 14-5, Blue Jays. Marshall Boe's now pitching. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brumfield is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield strikes out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 14, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matheny is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Matheny hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cedeno reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vina is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Samuel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. Two outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 14, and the Brewers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Robert Perez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cedeno strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 14, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jaha is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jaha strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 14, and the Brewers 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. David Hulse now playing left field. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Samuel is hit by the pitch. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Hulse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Sprague is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Sprague is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Sprague strikes out. 2 outs. Jacob Brumfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Brumfield is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brumfield hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Samuel moves to second. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 14, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Quantrill now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Listach is 0-for-3 in the game. Listach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jesse Levis pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Levis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Levis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Listach moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vina is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sprague throws to second for one, and Cedeno throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Listach scores. Vina moves to second. Two outs. It's 14-6, Blue Jays. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gonzalez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gonzalez. Vina scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-7, Blue Jays. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Cirillo moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Samuel scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 14, and the Brewers 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Levis now catching. Mike Potts now pitching. Robert Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Perez is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gonzalez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Perez moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nixon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perez scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 15-7, Blue Jays. Domingo Cedeno is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cedeno is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Gonzalez moves to third. 2 outs. Juan Samuel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Samuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Samuel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 15, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Crabtree now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Nilsson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hulse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cedeno scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jaha is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Citino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 15, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.